Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Jesse Agler joining us from San Francisco, the city by the bay, the city that never sleeps. I don't know if that's really true, but that's what they say in the song. Not to Journey, that's Jefferson, or just Starship. We built this city on rock and roll.
When do they say it never sleeps?
The helicopter guy, when he's doing the traffic. The city by the bay, the city that never sleeps.
That's fair enough, yeah.
The Sunshine City.
The Sunshine City, as many call it.
I was going to ask Jesse, but I'll ask you guys, same question applies. What kind of game do you prefer? A well-played, crisp, 0-0 going to extra innings, or a little sloppier, but maybe back and forth, 8-7 game that's still dramatic, but lots of lead changes and lots of offense?
8-7.
You want excitement. I mean, I don't think there's anything more tense than last night's game.
Tense is not exciting.
Yeah.
Tense is different from exciting.
Let me think for a second. If I'm watching a game that I don't care about the outcome at all, I'm watching a playoff game, right? And it's Phillies against the Dodgers, and it's Aaron Nola against Yamamoto. I don't really
care about that.
All right, fine, that's a bad example, Pauly. Damn it! All right, if I'm watching the Guardians,
Mariners
in the playoffs, and it's Game One, and it is, you know, the guys are duking it out, and it's 0-0. I'm down for a playoff game that is 0-0. I'm into it. And an 8-7 playoff game between those two teams that are banging it around. That's pretty fun, too. But I don't mind if my team's involved and it's 0-0 and it's extra innings. I'm a wreck. I was a wreck last night, man. Straight up, I was sweating. Like, it was terrible.
You can have 8-7 without necessarily being sloppy.
No, true. I agree. But, you know.
I know, I like some scoring, man. And I know that sounds like a casual answer.
It does.
But...
And I love baseball, too.
I get that if you've got two dominant pitchers and the offenses can't do anything, though, that can get a little dull. It's just
it's cool to watch those guys dominate.
It's cool to
though.
Watch them work, but it also sometimes looks like your offenses are just
that
impotent, yes. Not able to do anything.
Correct. Context, I think, is important. And, when you've been scuffling for a couple of weeks now offensively,
a 0-0 game.
A 0-0 game.
I thought yesterday's game for 0-0 had a lot of intrigue.
It did.
I mean, there were chances to score. Guys had
balls
to pitch,
hit hard.
Pitch out of tough situations. There were good defensive plays. There was one error. Oh, it was the Adames throw when it was the infield single, and then he got to second on the throw, I believe. But that was the only error. Weren't like mental mistake. I thought it was a well-played game by both teams. There were a few too many walks on the Padres side, but a lot of close pitches, you know, borderline getting squeezed a couple of times that I think contributed to that. Webb was, he truly was very good.
He was great.
But the Padres had some chances against him, especially early, couldn't come through with runners in scoring position. I thought that was a really good example of a tense, low-scoring baseball game.
Well, and again, you know, like I said to Jesse, phenomenal game because we won it. If we had lost that game, I would have been gutted. Gutted. And we would have been coming in here lamenting the fact that, you know, you had opportunities, you didn't get it. So, yeah, it's great to come out on the winning side of a game like that. Once it's over, yes, I can fully admit once it's over and we win 1-0 in extra innings, great game. Phenomenal game. So impressed by the guys. They were so gritty, right? But, man, you know, today I'm not going to mind to see a 6-4 win or a 7-4 win. You know, those are good too. It all depends. Context is important, as Paulie said. It all depends on who you're watching play. I love a good, well-pitched baseball game as much as the next guy. When it's your guys and your offense are not, they're not performing as well as they should, those games are dicey, man. They are dicey on your mentals. Dicey on your mentals. I was anxious as I snacking, just eating pita chips out of the bag, just dying.
I don't even know what time the game ended. It wasn't that late. It was like 9:30, maybe 9:45.
Yeah. I was hyped.
You always prefer a win. I mean, you prefer a poorly played,
yeah, don't care,
9-8 win over a well played 3-2 loss. I get that, but they're not all going to be wins. Nothing you hate more than a game like the one that they lost to the Marlins, where you blow a big lead.
It's the worst.
That to me is the worst. Now that game was, you know, close. It was back and forth. It was very exciting. I don't like that game as much though, and it's not just because they lost. The comeback the day before the Padres was very exciting, but I don't know that that's my favorite kind of game either. I liked last night's game the way it just kind of unfolded. Lots of tension, lots of drama, and sure, yeah, if they had lost, man, that would have been hard to take. It would have been hard to take. I don't know that it would have been an unfair outcome, though. I think the Giants deserve to win that game.
No doubt.
As much as the Padres deserve to win it. And in baseball, you don't always win the games you deserve to win. I'm not saying the Padres deserve to lose either, but I snap my fingers, you know, and the tiniest thing changes both ways, and the Giants win that game. The tiniest thing changes, and the Giants win.
They had, what, first and the bases loaded, one out?
No outs.
Bases loaded, no outs in the second inning. There's no, and Kolek struggling to find the zone on no planet. On KNBR, is that the station in San Francisco? Is that right? This morning, they're livid. They are livid and for good reason. They had plenty of chances to get to Stephen Kolek with their ace on the mound and didn't. So you stole that one.
Speaking of that situation, we talked about it earlier in the great double play that Jose Iglesias turned after he got the first out at home plate. Well, he went into a little more detail this morning in Kevin Acey's newsletter because after he got the force at home, he had to make a split decision. He said, I thought about going home again and trying to get that run, but my internal clock told me we had just enough time to turn the double play. Think about how quickly you have to make that decision. Because if you decide to turn the double play and you are wrong, they have scored a run. Now, it's not the end of the world. You get an out, they get a run. There's still a lot of time left in the game, but as it turned out, would have been the difference in the game right there. Padres didn't score. They would have lost 1-0 in regulation. But his clock in the fraction of a second as that ball is hopping toward him off the bat, whatever, probably like a 95-mile-an-hour grounder that's hopping toward him. He thinks, okay, I have enough time to get it to second. If I throw it perfectly and Jake makes the perfect throw, we're going to get this guy. You know, think about the batter's speed has got to factor into that. You know, where Jake is, the positioning, how easy is that throw home if I go that direction? But then Kolek's obviously got to get one more out. You know, we're still living, you know, walking the tightrope with the bases loaded and two outs. If I go home, let's see if I can get us out of this inning. And he made the right call by
great call.
Just a hair, just a fraction of a hair.
Yeah, man.
Almost thought they were going to challenge it. But
yep. He got him. I mean, but like you said, it was by a hair. That, you know, Manny does that all the time. The assuredness of where to go. But to have a guy that can come in and fill in like that last night and have the game that he did, brilliant. Brilliant. Good call by Schulte to give Manny a night off and get Jose in there, right? Like, what are the odds that he's going to get 12 chances last night and they're all going to be huge?
And you're right. Manny makes a lot of those plays as well. He's got an incredible internal clock, maybe the best in baseball, just of thinking of how much time he's got to do everything. But I was incredibly impressed by Jose Iglesias last night.
Incredibly impressed.
Curtis says, war doesn't work this way, but Iglesias was worth 1.0 war yesterday.
100%. If that's how war should work. He won you that game last night. Let's give him a one. Yeah, he won you that game. He drove in the winning run.
Yeah, if at the end of the year his war is like 0.6, okay. I will call BS.
So you round it up.
It has to at least be one.
He won you a game. Straight up.
Unless he loses us a game single-handedly.
A replacement player, you lose that game.
Correct.
Jose Iglesias, you win that game. One war right there.
Yeah.
Of the player that he was replacing, by the way, was Manny Machado.
Yeah, exactly. So it was awesome, man. It was an awesome it was an awesome performance by him, and again, no quit in the guys last night at all. Tough customer in Logan Webb, tough customer in that bullpen as well. Was pretty nasty at the end of the game. Ryan Walker and the other cat, really, really good. What's his name?
Rodriguez.
Yeah, he's filthy.
That was pretty.
Randy Rodriguez.
Yeah, Jesse brought it up. The only runs he's given up all year were on Xander Bogaerts' two-run homer. How about that?
His ERA is .68. He's got 38 Ks in 26.
Xander squared him up again last night.
He did. Hit it hard to center,
right at the center fielder.
Yeah, for whatever reason, he sees Randy Rodriguez really well.
No one else in baseball.
Nobody else in baseball. Man, that was good. That was a good win.
So I don't know if we'll get the same kind of pitching matchup today. Obviously, both teams are struggling offensively. Which, you know, usually pitchers will lick their chops, but it's not it's not marquee names. The Padres will be making a spot start here with Ryan Burgert. In fact, it'll be his first career major league start after coming up before, and he pitched four innings out of the bullpen for the Padres. Well, too, four innings, two hits, no runs, or one hit, no runs, two strikeouts in his four innings. So he's had a taste of the big leagues, but this will be the first time he starts. He pitched last Wednesday for El Paso, I think four shutout innings, and now he's up. He was with the team yesterday, and he's ready to go. He's getting the ball tonight, and I would think that Mike Schilt and Ruben Niebla are hoping he can give you a little length with the bullpen having been used strenuously, and you'll have to have guys like Sean Reynolds and David Morgan and Bradley Rodriguez potentially ready to pick up slack for a game tonight because you can't use your high-end back end of the bullpen arms every single night. And it'll be Landon Rope.
We did this last time.
We did again.
Rope.
Going for the Giants. Did face him last time, and Padres got the win against him.
Got him good. Hit him
in that two-game series.
Seven hits, four earned runs off of him against the Padres in April. So yeah, this is a game that you feel like, hey, we stole one last night. Let's go out and beat this kid today. It's going to be dependent on what Ryan Burgert's able to do. Again, you're going to have guys in your bullpen, Benny, that are your next tier is a nice way to put it. It's the next tier of guys will be ready to go tonight. The Wandy Peraltas of the world, the David Morgan, Sean Reynolds, Bradley Rodriguez, and Yuki Matsui.
You're hoping for some length out of Burgert.
And girth.
Always.
From you want the length and the girth from the starting pitcher.
It's ideal if you can get both.
If you can get both. Not everybody has both.
No.
Not everybody has either.
Some guys are just length.
Some guys are just girth.
Some guys are neither.
Some guys are neither, yeah.
Padres, I mean, it's not the stretch where they scored 1-1-1-0-0. Now it's kind of back and forth. You look at like the last 10, 5-4-8-8-3-0-6-1. I mean, there's some offense there. They're not in dire straits, but they certainly don't feel like they're clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah, when your leadoff hitter is mired in a pretty terrible slump.
But like you said, take him out of the leadoff spot.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, you don't tell me. Why don't you text Schulte and ask him?
Hey, boy.
You trying to die? He will kill you. He would kill you with his bare hands.
Walks into the clubhouse. All right, boys. Ben Higgins got the lineup today.
It'd be a fun bit if he let us make it one time. I think that's not too much to ask, much work as we put in.
I'm sure every market does that with their local radio show.
I actually had a really funny idea yesterday. I was watching the game last night, and I saw a couple of plays that happened, and I went, people overreacting to them potentially on Twitter, whether, you know, it was like a ground ball out of somebody's reach, oh, you got to get dirty for that. And I thought, wouldn't it be funny, Ben? Because I just read a story, Sam Blum went out and did a whole workout with Ron Washington, right? Full workout,
yeah.
Right?
I didn't read it, but I saw that he did this.
It was brilliant. And I thought to myself, Padres, Eric Krupner, if you're listening, I got a great bit for you. Why don't you have all the media hacks out there? And you could even invite fans. Hit them ground balls. See what they look like doing it. Let them take a few swings off of, call it 75. See how they do.
Pick some of your favorite critics.
Pick some of your favorite critics. Bring them out and go, hey, man, take a hack. Hey, hit the cutoff, man. Go catch this fly ball. Just a nice, easy fly ball to right. Maybe you'll have a little bit better perspective.
I love that.
Turn this ground ball. Turn this double play real quick. I was laughing to myself in the kitchen of thinking about us out there, Schulte, at home plate with a fungo. Just, all right, boy, you ready? Whack! And just pounding ground balls at us, watching us make terrible plays. And I go, man, I wish they would set that up because that would be so much fun.
Did you mention the idea that you threw out to us this weekend? We can't do it because I'm not going to be here.
Oh, yes.
I'm not totally opposed to the idea.
So, got a DM from somebody on Twitter that said, hey, Woodsy, have you ever played OTL? And I said, strangely enough, I have it over the line. San Diego Institution. She said, they're bringing back media games. And I said, oh. So, I texted the fellas. I go, guys, should we do this? And you said, I would do it. And you said, I'll probably be the reason we lose. Now, I don't know enough about it to know what maybe you'd be an excellent pitcher.
Well, I know the rules. Yeah, I'm sure I could. But yeah, you can't. I mean, everyone has to hit. Everyone has to field. It's a three-man team.
I think you could hit. It's underhand.
Well, you make contact, but there's a skill of hitting. You have to hit it far enough to get it over the line.
Dang it.
You can't hit it too high or it'll be an easy out for the other team. So you have to, there's a specific style of hitting you have to kind of implement.
I've been playing baseball my whole life.
You could do it.
I don't know how to hit an OTL. I have no idea. You know, I have no clue the best way to do it.
Gone out there a few times and seen it. I've never done it. I've been down there a few times and covered it and done radio shows down there. And a certain stroke, you got kind of, it's a short,
I feel like you could do
popping
it.
Stroke.
I feel like
the tough part's the defense, though, because the true OTL players do it without a glove.
Well, yeah, you have to, right?
You don't have to. You can media division. You can wear gloves. Certain divisions, you can wear gloves. Championship, you don't, but you could. But you kind of look weak if you're wearing gloves. So you got to go barehanded. Balls are, I mean, they're soft balls, but they're not easy to catch barehanded. Right. And you got the guy who plays at front, who's looking at all the line drives. That sucks because you got if you're playing a good team and they're hitting line drives right at you. Barehanded, that's no fun. Then you got the guy in the back. You can't let a ball get over your head. That's a home run. That's where if you get it over the head of the last guy, that's a home run. Clears the quote unquote bases.
You're out of town.
The media weekend. Yeah, I'm gone all weekend. So
it's July. I believe it's July 13th.
It'll be Woods, me, and Jake Garinani.
Go ahead if you guys want to play. I think you'd have a lot of fun.
How about me, you, and Tony Gwynn Jr.?
Done.
We're going to get in
it. Ringer!
Padres have a day game that day, so he's out.
Oh,
crap. That means Jake's probably out. All the news guys.
That's a weekend. He might be off.
Maybe. But here's the thing. I'm leaving later that week for England, and I'm sure the missus would love me to take a Sunday off to go out and play OTL. The entire Sunday as I'm leaving for a few days. But I think it would be fun. Maybe next year we try to, if they do media day again, we'll get on it for sure.
Yeah.
But as long as it's not around.
Maybe we'd do a little training maybe at some point if we were going to, put ourselves in front of all the people.
Adam heard it. He said, I've never done this. Sounds fun. Live broadcast. I don't want Adam on our team though.
Oh no.
He's going to kill us. He's going to kill us. Us two in a tier one. I don't think the missus is going to give me a pass, to be honest.
It's a pretty wild scene out on Fiesta Island every year.
I don't really like a wild scene as much as I used to. I'd like a more tame scene.
Really?
Yeah, I really don't. Not like I used to. We come up with a funny name, you know.
There's
boobs,
a Mardi Gras.
Fister, absolutely, would be great.
There are, yeah.
Fister? Yeah, absolutely.
Dirty team names.
Adam, I don't want to broadcast live on a Sunday. Quit asking me.
Kind of
please,
a Mardi Gras.
We do enough.
A Mardi Gras sort of theme to it where, you know, people kind of flash their tops a lot at the OTL.
Hooter
it's
Research.
It's not a kids event.
Are
it's
you
not
sure
event
they
kids.
Still do that, or was this in the 80s?
Yeah, this might have been in the 90s, possibly.
I'm
it's
intrigued.
It's definitely not a family.
But
Adam says, I'm not talking about a Sunday. No, I don't want to. Oh, Hannah says I can go. Oh, there's, okay, great.
She says, it's fine, you can go.
And then your wife said, no, thank you, please. So that means
it's usually very hot because it's like a July fry weekend.
Does that mean we have to take our shirts off and stuff?
Maybe.
This sounds like a night. I have to wear shorts. I'm out. I'm out. Forget it. I'm out. Never mind.
Bathing suit, shorts.
Never mind. But maybe. We'll think about it.
All right, still got the Rondo report coming up. We got Padres tonight against the Giants. They're doing well against the NL West so far. Knock on wood. We'll talk about that coming up. It's Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Before we get to traffic, I want to talk about SDFatLoss.com. I feel like it changed my life, and I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that. Everything was different after I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. Can you believe you can change your life in 60 days? I did. I didn't have to exercise. I didn't have to eat any prepackaged meals or bars, just real food from the grocery store. Even eating out, restaurants, I was able to do it and still lose the weight. After that, though, I've really been able to keep the weight off. I've been able to exercise. I have more energy, so I can do that. I sleep better. Less pain, almost like my back pain's gone, my knee pain has gone away. So many benefits from losing the weight. And right now, if you check it out, take advantage. Their summer special, they're keeping it going for our listeners at 97.3 The Fan. $200 off the program. Set up a free consultation, sdfatloss.com, or you can call. I'll throw out the phone number again. I haven't done that in a while. 858-665-3211. Either way. Get the program started. Lose up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days. No counting points, no counting calories. Just follow their directions. Lose the weight. Keep it off. Change your life like I did at SDFatLoss.com. SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's funny when seasons don't go well, and we remember what that's like here in San Diego, 2023. You're so desperate to find, like, what's wrong. Who is to blame for the struggles that our... We thought our team was going to be really good, and they're not. Why can't they get above 500? And this year, so far, that team is the Atlanta Braves.
Well, there's been a few, right? There's a couple of those teams. The Red Sox, the Orioles. The Red Sox with their Rafael Devers situation has been a nightmare for all parties involved. The Orioles situation is beyond a nightmare. Expected to do more than compete. Just finished up. They did sweep over the weekend, Ben, their first sweep of the season so far. And I don't think it was against a very good team, if I'm not mistaken. Was it the Rockies? Was it? I can't remember. But they finally got a sweep. And so they're, you know, I guess feeling a little bit better about themselves, but it hasn't gone well. And, of course, the Braves, who were a popular pick to really get after it this year with Acuna coming back and Strider coming back. And, of course, Strider's been hurt a couple of times. So it just hasn't gone well.
So the Braves, if, you know, they've gotten better after their 0-7 start, but they keep kind of getting close to 500 and then falling back. I think they're like four games under 500 right now. And they made a move over the weekend. And I don't think this is going to fix anything.
This is wild to me.
So they reassigned their third base coach, Matt Tuiasosopo. And apparently, they've had four runners thrown out at home plate this season, including one particularly bad send in which Jaron Duran threw out Alex Verdugo on May 17th. Also had one against the Padres in the ninth inning on May 23rd.
How is that one on the third base coach who was literally telling him,
Eli White, stop, just not go backwards.
Stop.
I mean, so is it really Tuiasosopo's fault that Eli White turned around and went backwards on a fly ball? Or on a single to center field? I don't know.
He's the one that's taken the blame for it.
So they have reassigned Matt Tuiasosopo, and they've hired Freddie Gonzalez back. You know, he was the manager of that team from 2011 to 2016, making him the new third base coach going forward.
What a weird move. I saw one of our a guy I know, big Braves guy. He's like, this is the definition of making a move just to make a move. There's just no rhyme or reason really for it. But so, freak me out to no end. I don't mean to call attention to it. Forgot it was happening. Scared me to death. So, there you go. They have a new third base coach. It is Freddie Gonzalez, former manager in the organization.
I'm sorry, that's making us laugh. That was our sounder. That was our cue to call. I see people are taking it upon themselves to call 833-288-0973 to win our four-pack of tickets to the San Diego County Fair Wednesdays through Sundays, June 11th through July 6th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
Should
tickets.
Be our sounder for everything. I'll just say it. That should be the official Ben and Woods sounder.
Com.
Oh, God. I forgot it was happening, and I was like, what is he doing?
One other baseball note while the calls come in. I did see yesterday an awful announcing that Apple and NBC are now emerging as the leaders to acquire MLB rights next season. Remember, ESPN is opting out, or MLB and ESPN are going to ending their Sunday Night Baseball deal.
Fine by me.
The midweek game was after this season.
God, I would take Sunday Night Baseball on Apple TV all day long.
Caveat.
What's the caveat?
As long as the D train isn't calling the games.
Dontrell Willis?
I believe he was a Dodgers broadcaster. He still might be, fill in for them, does some stuff for them. You would have thought... You would think, listening to him, that he's not even calling a Dodger game sometimes. All he talks about is the Dodgers.
It's disappointing. It's insane. He was one of my favorite pitchers when he was playing. He was so fun to watch. I would love to get his insight, but
fantastic
not
to watch.
Yeah.
To listen to, not so much.
So I didn't see any other details as to how they would divide up the content, but NBC, to me, they already do the Sunday Night Football. I don't know if that means that they couldn't do Sunday Night Baseball, or they would do Sunday Night Baseball until football season started or something like that, because you're already used to tuning in to NBC on Sunday nights during football season.
Rob says in there, I'm not paying for that S. Yeah, I mean, I like the Apple TV broadcast. I like that we're able to switch over to the home feed. Yeah. It's really great.
Would they do it like MLS does it, where it's not... It's not Apple Plus. It's like its own separate deal. Like
within
you have to
Apple
buy the
TV?
Within the Apple, you buy the MLB season pass for
if
Apple
you,
to watch
if
games.
If you could give me Dawn and Mud with the Apple TV like production and visual, I would sign up for that today.
Yeah, I would too. And you know, I
162 games.
Honestly, I think if it can make the Padres money, you know, if you could. Because what's the plan, right? Like, what's the TV deal going to be for the San Diego Padres? But like, if Apple TV gets involved, maybe you can make a little bit more money. I don't know. I don't know the particulars.
My guess is it's not going to be piecemeal. Apple's not going to go team by team and go, okay, you're an Apple team and you're Apple team. At some point, the whole league
will be Apple
may
teams.
Combine together and create like a local Apple package where everyone's doing it on Apple, and that's how you get the games. But I don't think the Padres are going to negotiate their own deal with Apple at this point.
But again, if they're part of a bigger, you know, entire thing, they get a piece of that pie.
Yes.
Because their pie right now probably isn't.
And the Padres want that. That would be good for the Padres. Mm-hmm. A national pie combined with your already great local revenues at Petco Park would turn the Padres into a financial powerhouse in baseball. They could finally compete with the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Mets because they wouldn't have that giant advantage on local TV revenues. If you could even those out among the league, the Padres keep their advantage on, like, you know, ballpark revenues, tickets, concessions, parking, you know, that would be great for Padres baseball.
So Satan's Blowfish with a really good point. I mean, we could do an hour on this. He said it's just not realistic for the on-air talent to really know enough about a team to stimulate the audience in a meaningful way. None of them stir the audience like any of San Diego's talent. Am I insane? When we grew up, we watched Sunday Night Baseball, Ben, right? Joe Morgan and John Miller, right? For how long? They were awesome.
15 years.
They were awesome. Yeah. I never felt like I was listening to two guys that didn't know about the teams they were talking about that night.
Right, but
like
was that your team though?
When no,
they were talking
no.
Because when they're talking about other teams, to us it always sounds pretty intelligent. But then when it's our team, you go, oh, they don't really know the story about your team.
I just always thought those cats have it down. Like Sunday Night Baseball, I look forward to if it was the Reds and the.
I agree with Satan's Blowfish. I don't think you'll ever find a national broadcast they can ever satisfy
a local
fan the way your local announcers can. They just know so much about the ins and outs. You can't go spend 2 days with a team, you know, and have the stories that Jesse and Don and Mud and Tony have about traveling with them and you know, and the historical perspective of the teams. You just never can match that on a national broadcast.
Kurt is right. I mean, he says it, and he's right. Sunday Night Baseball sucks now. It does, and it has gotten progressively worse.
It used to mean something.
It really did, Paulie. It really did used to mean something. It really did. And now I watch it, and it's
but they have in-game interviews.
It's all, but Benny, it's so unlistenable almost. And I like Carl Ravitch as a human. I like David Cone a lot as a human. That's about it. And the rest I just can live without. And I just don't know. I don't know what they can do. If it is Apple TV, you got to get better talent. You got to get better talent, and the talent needs to be better at their jobs.
All right, we got the Rondle Report coming up in our last segment. Paulie says he has a couple of non-sports stories for us. We will get to that. First, though, Woods and I want to tell you about Trust and Will. It's where we went during the holidays. Both of us had neglected our personal affairs. Our affairs were not in order,
correct,
as they say, Woods, but it's so easy to get your affairs in order. And I know we're speaking in euphemisms because no one really likes to face the reality that you are going to die. And it is unavoidable, but you can be prepared and have your family taken care of by taking really simple steps by going to trustandwill.com.
Yeah, please do it. I mean, go to trustandwill.com, use the code FAN when you check out. You'll get 20% off. Make sure you get the trust because you don't want your family to end up in an expensive, lengthy probate court. Just you know, you lost a loved one. The last thing you want to do is haggle in court for a while. You know, be very clear about what your expectations are once you pass, and then you're done. You're done with it. You forget about it.
20 minutes, no lawyer's fees. You get 20% off by using the code FAN at trustandwill.com and free shipping of your estate documents. If there is an afterlife, you're going to feel real guilty when you get there and you go, I could have spent 20 minutes and saved my family a whole lot of hassle. Don't worry about it. Just go to trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, final segment of Men and Woods. You've got Matt Scraby joining us after this program from 10 to 2, then the Gwynn and Chris program until 5:45 when Sam Levitt joins you with the Eco Water SoCal pregame show. First pitch, 6:45, Padres and Giants. Padres are now 8-1 against NL West opponents. 5-1 against the Rockies, 3-0 against the Giants. Have yet to face the Diamondbacks or the Dodgers, who they will host for three games, short three-game homestand next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at Petco Park. They're calling it Midweek Mania at Petco Park.
Okay.
When the Dodgers come to town.
I think I'm going.
My guess is that those games will be well attended, only because every game at Petco Park is well attended.
Yeah, no kidding. Did you see the thing I retweeted last night that was pretty cool?
100% attendance?
Yeah, it was the, let's see here, it was MLB attendance and capacity as of June 1st, 2025, and attendance per game, total, let's see, year-over-year attendance change, Padres up 5.9%. Average percent of capacity used, 100. the only team in Major League Baseball with 100% of capacity used. Yeah. The Dodgers, 89. The Phillies, 95. The Mets, 89. I mean, again, pretty nuts. Did you see the game last night?
Now, they get a little bonus in that they count the maximum attendance at like 39-something when you can get a lot more in Petco Park.
Hey,
so
listen, don't you stop giving them. Well, that's fine. What do you go to magic shows and yell out what the guy's doing wrong? Just zip your lip. Hey, look at him, what he's doing there. He's got a little spring in there. He's palming it. Like, just relax. Pipe down. Hey.
Just like to be factual. I'm sorry. Not any less impressive. I'm just
saying. We're the only team with 100%.
Pointing out the math. The factual math.
You don't have to. You are the
fine.
You are the definition of the well actually meme. You know the well actually guy? You're hit. Yes. Yes. You are that guy. Did you see the attendance last night?
San Francisco?
No.
Oh, Miami.
Saw video of like the lights, the get loud, the lights are flashing.
Paulie,
there was like 14 people there.
There was
14,000? That's not bad.
No. They said 14. Their paid attendance, I believe, was like 4,800. I will eat a sweatshirt if there were over 4,000 people there, you guys. Wasn't it the Rockies and Marlins?
It was.
There were thousands of empty seats, and I mean tens of thousands of empty seats. Yeah, somebody said 5,800 people. No chance. No earthly chance. There were more people at the Little League, Encinitas Little League Championship game, and I'm not kidding. It was packed to the gills. That's so bad. It's so bad for baseball. I don't necessarily blame the fans either.
They were smart. Their team lost to the Rockies, and they didn't have to go watch it.
Could you imagine? Yeah. Could you imagine?
All right. Paul's got a Rondle report. We'll finish up with his headlines after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our today's edition of the Rondle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rondle Report with Paul Rondle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rondle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Oh, yeah.
All right.
Good morning, gentlemen. I want to start off. So we've been talking quite a bit, actually, over the last week or so about a sport that we don't give a ton of airtime to. And I don't know why necessarily, because it's kind of thrilling and exhilarating at times this time of year. Talking about the College World Series for both really baseball and softball.
Yeah.
You get some incredible performances this time of year.
Softball, way better. Way better.
Softball's unbelievable.
Way better.
I've said it before. When I was in high school on my travel team, we got to play a 10-day tournament in June in Omaha, Nebraska. And I got to go to the College World Series, like four or five games at Rosenblatt Stadium. If your school ever goes, if you have any interest in going to see some baseball, it's so much fun. So we're almost to the World Series. Right now, I guess they technically call it the postseason the World Series,
yeah.
I think. So in
the sectionals?
Yeah, in baseball.
Go ahead and explain it to us. Super regionals.
Yeah,
so,
there we go.
Yeah,
we just finished the 64 regionals.
64 teams all go to regionals. One team advances out of each four-team regional,
yep.
Which leaves you with 16. Then they do a best of three series, eight versus eight, and the winners of all the super regionals, the eight teams, go on to the College World Series in Oklahoma.
Okay.
Yeah, so we just finished up the regional round.
When they play the College World Series,
then it's a double elimination tournament in Oklahoma.
Yeah. So on the men's side, everybody is getting ready for the super regionals, which begin this weekend, which is, would you say 16?
Best of three, 16 teams, best of three series with the eight winners advancing.
Okay. And they will move on to Omaha. And then on the women's side, the highlight from yesterday was Texas Tech taking down Oklahoma. Now, Oklahoma was going for Not one, not two, not three. The five
people. One for the thumb, they as have they won like to say, as the soccers used to say.
Straight natties. I mean, think about that. You're a senior. You played, you won a natty every single year in college.
Ass, dude.
But they're not going to get number five because Texas Tech beat them yesterday. And some of the highlights, I will not lie. I have not watched a ton of either softball or baseball this season. But the highlights that I have seen, some of the plays, absolute insanity. Did you see the play in softball where the girl hit the clot of dirt in the air?
Yes.
And the dirt exploded into the catcher's face.
So it looked as she was pitching, her cleat, the dirt flew up from her cleat. The ball then hit it in the air, knocked the dirt into the catcher's eye. It was
search softball's dirt
slow motion. It was unbelievable.
In real motion, in real time, you would not have noticed anything. You're thinking, what happened to the catcher? Because it was just a normal pitch, but you... You see this dirt clot explode, and it gets it right in the face mask.
Went full JFK.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Jeez.
But yeah, Oklahoma was down to their last out and hit a two-run homer to tie it, but then Texas Tech won it.
You and I knew it was wrong when I said it.
It was pretty dramatic.
Sorry.
All right. That's
Did
it
you get my one for the thumb reference?
Yeah, of
Do you remember the music video? You weren't here.
No, but I understand what one for the thumb means.
I know, but they did the soccer's did a whole music video when they were going for their fifth in a row, and it was, it's on YouTube somewhere, I think.
One for the thumb.
We just want one for the thumb.
I need to hear it.
Yeah,
you need to hear that.
Five fingers.
Five fingers.
Five
fingers.
One for the thumb. Five championships would be. Yeah.
Does he think I'm a moron?
Yes.
I wasn't sure if that was a San Diego thing or that. There's not a lot of five-time winners of anything.
Look, I'd never heard it before, but I was able, through using my intelligence and context clues, to put the two and two together.
How'd you do that?
All right. Sorry.
One for the thumb, everybody. Have you ever heard the phrase rule of thumb?
Have you ever heard the phrase, I hate you?
Have you ever heard the phrase, fister? Absolutely.
Fister? Yeah, absolutely.
I swear to God, when he gets in these moods, this is what it's my favorite. Are you familiar with what a scrum is? Yes, I know what a scrum is. Do you know what an article means? Yes, I do.
You absolute buffoon! Have you ever heard of this?
He thinks I was a moron. One for the thumb. It's catchy. I like it.
Oh,
I love it.
We'll move on.
Question though, quickly. Yes. When did college baseball get, what's the word I'm looking for? So, douchey. It's very out of control. I like fun. I am a fun celebrator. I am a, you hit a big bomb, pimp that ass. Have a great time playing the game of baseball. But it has gotten out of control. So much so that I thought to myself, maybe I should have my kids play a different sport. Because if that's, I don't know that I'll be able to go watch them.
You don't want them to turn into that.
Paulie, with the weird different eye blacks, their shirts unbuttoned to like almost their belly button.
Every team open. Has a guy that
every
is
team
just
has a guy.
Character.
And Paul Skeens was kind of that guy.
No, Paul Skeens was buttoned up. He was buttoned up. But he was arrogant. But he was buttoned up in that respect, I think. But, oh, my God, man. I'm talking Vandy, Tennessee, the coach from Wake Forest last night calling another kid a slur. Then that kid hitting a home run and running backwards around the bases. I'm like, what is happening? It's turned into the Savannah Bananas in college baseball. Has it always been that way?
No.
I don't need, put your head down, keep your mouth shut. I don't need that. I don't have to be the military.
It's
but
weird.
I'm watching, dude, and I'm going, this is outrageous.
I think college baseball, it's always had that element of goofiness and it's just different. It's like the bridge between high school baseball and the professional levels.
Like they chant and stuff in Little League. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, you are.
I will not do it. Paulie, I'm not doing it.
All right.
Not do it.
Finally, we will wrap up with this story. I was perusing the old prep service this morning, and I saw this one. This one made me laugh here. So there is a Chinese newspaper called Beijing Youth Daily that did a story on, I love talking about these trends. Usually they come from social media, TikTok,
BYD.
Or whatever. Yeah. They have a trend now where young people in China are paying $5 a day to pretend that they have a job. You're unemployed.
Like fantasy camp.
But you go to a shared office You don't do any work because you don't have a job. But you don't have to explain to your friends or family like that you're unemployed at the moment. You're like, oh, I'm going to the office today. You pay $5.
$5 a day.
Now, a lot of people there are like working on their resumes and sending out. You know, it's like for me, like especially in college, dude, I could not study at home in my room.
I couldn't either, man. I had
to go to the library. I had to go to a coffee shop. Get out of the house and like force myself to get some work done. So people are doing that with their resumes.
It's like one of those work share places,
collective workspaces.
Exactly.
But,
I've done it, but they don't actually work.
We're already done.
We're done.
Maybe we can carry this over to.
They have Wi-Fi
off the air
for
tomorrow.
You.
It's possible.
If you pay extra, you can get a fight with your fake boss.
Oh, I do that anyway.
For free.
All right, we're done.
That's it.
Scravy's coming up next. We will join tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for Paul Reindl and Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. From all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.